This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight with more school-related stories with some absolutely amazing news out of Scotland, where Scotland has become the first country in the world to implement a mandatory LGBTIQ curriculum in schools. And they've done this by introducing, we mentioned before, a new teacher toolkit to help their educators. The teachers now have access to a website offering e-learning for teachers in order to teach topics relating to the LGBT community, as well as, and you might remember, we've actually spoken to the two creators of this program a while back. One of the really positive things about it is that they're including LGBT topics and discussions within existing teaching. So within history, they're teaching about some high profile LGBT, you know, some famous LGBT people from history and things like that. So the program is called the TIE Campaign, Time for Inclusive Education. And you can actually still find that podcast on our website, joy.org.au/worldwide wave, and listen to the two unlikely duo that actually put this one together. Do you remember that one, Paul?
Yes, the lorry driver and well, he was basically a school kid when he started it. Yes.
A very unlikely duo. He's actually, because he's a straight guy, family and a child, and he heard the stories of what Liam went through in school and said, this should not happen. And together they've not only come up with a program, but now it's been made mandatory in school, which is just amazing.
They actually have support from the Scottish government, and that is just amazing that it got voted through, that it would be made mandatory.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And hopefully, you know, schools and education systems in other countries will be able to take a look at it and see how they do it.
Shannon, you've been looking at the US.
Yes, so a wave of LGBT students have been walking out in the US at three different schools recently. So there was a high school in Iowa where more than 100 students walked out to protest the suspension of a teacher who came out as being bisexual. And there were two protests in Texas after that. One because they said the school had targeted discrimination against LGBT children and teachers. And then just the third one was a couple of days ago where they walked out to protest a trans classmate who was blocked from using the girls' locker room and bathroom. Schools, they get paid, they receive money based on how many students attend class. So by students walking out, the schools therefore are losing money. So the students have kind of realized this and are using this protest to kind of be like, well, you're not going to get paid for us if we don't turn up, and you need to start treating LGBT students better if you want us to turn up.
What an interesting way of approaching this. It does highlight that difference between the way younger generations view sexual orientation and gender identity. It's just not as much of an issue. And when they see it being made into an issue, we're seeing this sort of pushback.
Yeah. To see it not just at one school kind of happen, but in these kind of schools in like places like Texas and Iowa that are, you know, pretty conservative places. It's really exciting to see kind of students at those schools kind of stand up for each other.
Now, a little closer to home, Paul, you've been looking across the ditch.
I have. So the National Museum of New Zealand, or TPAPA, has acquired a small but significant rainbow artwork that was originally done in San Francisco by the late Gilbert Baker, who was the original designer of the internationally recognised LGBTI+ rainbow flag.
So that's the six-colour flag.
This is the original eight.
Ah, colour. Wow.
Yes. So back in the 70s, back in San Francisco, Harvey Milk had been elected as the first openly gay official at San Francisco, and he challenged Baker and a few of his friends to come up with a symbol for the community. And Gilbert Baker came up with the idea of the rainbow flag. So him and 30 of his friends put together the flags that were flown for the first time at San Francisco Pride in June 1978. Unfortunately, 5 months later, Harvey Milk was assassinated at the City Hall. Yeah. And after his death, the flag has continually increased in usage. And you can see the flag being flown now in all around the world in the US states, although it's changed slightly from what they originally had.
Is this another case of, you know, New Zealand getting one up on us? That sounds like a great asset for the Kiwi Museum.
Yes. I mean, it has been gifted to them by the collections manager from the Te Papa. But it's actually, the artwork's a sort of a small block which has the rainbow colours on it, and it was painted by Gilbert Baker, and he's actually signed the back of it. So they were originally in San Francisco, the collection manager and his husband or partner at the time, and they were celebrating Pride, and they came across this store that had this artwork, and they bumped into Gilbert Baker to get it signed. It's an important bit of history from the LGBTI community.
And great news from New Zealand. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.